A reading from Mark 3:20-22. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebub. By the prince of demons he is driving out demons."
Wow, his own family bring him home and take care of him, because I guess things are getting a little hot.
Yeah, this is a little bit of attention in the family's okay, but now there's way too much attention happening, and it's interesting. I would love to be able to get a little bit more in Mary's mind to find out what's going on with all of this, because Mary knows about his beginnings. She knows that this is the God-man. She's the only one who knows it for sure. And I just wonder what's happening as she's watching the family turn, what role she's playing in this and moving out. But Jesus basically will, at a later time, give the teaching when people ask about his mother and father and brothers and sisters, and he says, it's the ones who are in relationship with the Father that are my true family. And so there is a little bit of an element here that Jesus really doesn't quite fit anywhere.
And then the authorities who have come from Jerusalem say he is a prince of the demons. In other words, he is satanic. He
right.
is of Satan's party. So on almost every level, Jesus is getting opposition at this point.
Well, you see right in this passage here that great declaration that C.S. Lewis made, Lord, liar, lunatic. He's doing things that are proclaiming him to be Lord, the Messiah. His family thinks he's a lunatic. And the religious leaders are calling him a direct liar, because Satan is the liar and the murderer and the thief. And so basically, you don't have a neutral place in dealing with Jesus. He's either Lord, liar, or lunatic, and even his own family and the religious leaders around him prove that.
This is helpful just in looking at this passage to see how, in our own time, right now, Jesus is treated almost exactly the same way.
Absolutely.
By the world,
right.
not by necessarily the church, but even in some churches, his name has been expunged. You hear sermons that are biblical, but they don't have Jesus in them. They have something else. Jesus is excommunicated almost. But by the world, he is abhorred.
Right. Well, and most of the world that don't really know him want him to be a prophet, want him to be a good teacher, but that's all they want him to be. And he can't be a prophet and only a good teacher, because he claims to be more than that. So by the very declaration to say that he's only a good teacher, well, then he's a liar, and a liar isn't a good teacher. So people are caught in this trap. You either have to take Jesus fully as what he says about himself, or you have to put him in one of those other categories. And I think what Tim Keller said in his book, The Cross of the King, he says, either you have to embrace him fully as Lord, or you have to kill him. And there's no middle ground in between.
That's a startling thought. You have to kill him.
And that's basically what his family and the religious leaders want to do in this passage, is kill his spiritual career, get him off the street. He's a troublemaker.